Yeah, he's coming. He's coming home.
Okay.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director. Am I speaking with Cedric? Or Cedric, is it?
Cedric, yes. Yes.
Pleasure to meet you, Cedric. All right. How's your Friday going?
It's good. Depending on what kind of, well, not depending, actually, just, I'm just happy anyway, just be sitting here speaking with you guys this morning, because, I mean, all the efforts that I've expended up to this point have caught your attention, apparently.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm glad we're speaking with you as well, sir. We're actually a premier Google Channel partner. That is literally the highest tier partnership that Google trusts to handle SEO, search engine optimization. We see have a good reputation thus far online here, but well, it's still difficult to find you, and that's something we can help you with, okay? We're all around making sure that you're getting your brand exposure to the right customers. So just want to make sure that you're still okay with, you know, developing more clientele, being optimized on Google. Is this something you're looking for?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because my pace of customer calls is not satisfactory. Let's just put it to you that way.
Oh, no. Okay. Well,
hey. Yeah. Right now, my situation is I'm developing the systems that I need to develop. My ultimate goal is to, if I can, make a company that will support at least 25 employees. And the owner. And at that point, I plan on selling the business, but up to this point, I want to develop it to where I can have 25 people reliably employed.
Beautiful. Okay.
Yeah, within the next 3 years, if possible.
Yes, sir.
And all the while, I'm going to be looking for a replacement candidate to take my place. Because I mean, I've done lawn service, but I want to try different things, you know.
Sure. You got to expand, keep it going.
exactly. And so it's not something I would just necessarily be long term forever, but it's like basically to prove myself, to prove myself that I can do it, and to, you know, provide a useful service for my neighborhood and my area of the city.
Yes,
and and just develop a brand, and then gain experience through developing the brand, and, you know, provide a very valuable business that someone may want to purchase, or maybe one of my family members, maybe one of my sons wants to take it over.
That's amazing, sir. I love that mindset too. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, everyone asks me, John, what's next after you reach your goal? Well, I mean, everyone, you got to make a new goal no matter what, right? But when it comes to this type of thing, it's like sometimes, you know, it depends on everyone else. But for me personally, I say, hey, listen, if I got to the moon, the next thing is everyone says, let's go to the sun, let's go to Mars. I say, hey, you know what? I'm going to help everyone else achieve the same goal faster, more efficient, everything like that too, you know, and they could take it from there. So that's pretty awesome that you think that way, sir. Cedric, this will do very well just from the way your mindset is on this. I can tell. I've been doing this for quite some time. At the beginning, though, you have your long-term goal and your short-term goal. And short-term is this. You got to get that brand exposure to the right people. So you're funneling the traffic to finding your business for the services that you provide. From there, then once you get that work, you expand employees, things like that. And this helps with both because how can employees look for a future employment at your company if they can't find you, right? So that's
absolutely.
What we can.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Now, this package is an all-inclusive package. So not only we're going to list you on Google as on the first page, but also on Yelp, Bing, and, of course, Apple products. Everyone has an iPhone these days, I swear.
Yeah.
So
they have at least probably half of the market at least.
Definitely, right? It's either Samsung or Apple these days.
it is. Samsung or Apple, mainly.
Yes, sir. But we conquer both. And the great news for you, Cedric, is that Lulu put in more than a 50% discount on promotional rate for you. It's month to month. There's no contracts. And we do not charge per click, per job, per lead, or anything like that. So it's a flat rate.
Uh-huh.
So no matter how big the job, how many calls you get, it does not matter. Price will never move. Okay?
Okay.
Now, before I jump into that pricing, did you have any questions for me? Like, what else is included, how things work, or anything like that?
Okay, so, what exactly, like, you put, so you get me ranked up to, like, the top of the page, or at least within the top three, right?
Everyone's goal is to get up as high as possible. That's why we're month to month, because it could always fluctuate depending on how much reviews you have and how much traffic you're getting in your area. Reviews will come along. Sorry, you sound like a great guy, first off. But two is traffic. Now, that's what we specialize in. And that's why we're month to month to prove to you, so you choose us every month because we're doing our job. You're seeing the results.
Yeah, mainly. So, okay, so it's a flat fee. So,
you got
okay,
it.
So the thing is, I already got approached by Angie, and I'm starting to get that, but that's just simply to get me started. I'm not looking because they do
long-term.
They have for long term. This is to get me started. So,
okay, yeah, I hear you.
but I think I have available right now on one of my cards $400 I could spend.
Okay.
So,
well, this is a lot more affordable than you think. Definitely not $400. I can tell you that.
I just wanted to feel you out on this because I'm certain you guys could probably deliver on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you necessarily call me for no apparent reason.
No, sir.
And I'm not getting a spam alert, so.
No, sir. We're definitely not spam. We're the real deal. You lucked out a little in a sense this way too, because one of our old customers moved away and the position became available in the area. We are not allowed by Google permitted by Google to work with any of your competitors. So every single month, we're single yours, right? So that way you're not rotating or anything like that either.
I'm probably going to be having to hire employees sooner than I think.
Yeah, possibly.
The thing is, I offer two services. I offer lawn care, which it's not going to be like landscaping yet. So I'm not planning on adding landscaping because that requires some amount of design expertise, which is, I just don't have an interest in that really. I do like doing lawn care, like cutting grass and mowing and trimming and then trimming bushes and stuff. But, I'm not looking to go into trees yet because that requires a whole new level of, one, expertise, but two, it also requires an amount of liability insurance and stuff and some safety practices and trainings that I don't have yet.
I hear you.
Anyway, San Antonio, either San Antonio or Texas requires some sort of certification or and/or licensing with that particular trade. But
yeah.
Anyway, getting back to my point, the second service I provide is pressure washing, which is not going to be a weekly type of deal, but it's going to be like if I get a contract, it will probably be more likely commercial, and it'll be at least quarterly to semi-annual,
much
higher dollar amount.
yes sir. And you always want to stay busy, right? That's the key thing.
Yeah.
Keep it moving, and then building, having this right here will help because you're getting the quality customers, bringing most profits. I already have this down. I got pressure washing, bush trimming, lawn mowing, lawn care. I want to make sure you're being found for all those services, right? Not just one.
Fantastic.
Yes, sir. All right.
Yeah.
And then from that point, if you whatever direction you want to take from there and say, hey, guys, I mean, communication is key with this, right? Our team is going to be available for you. They're open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time, all right, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. That way we keep that communication alive, keep you ahead of your competitors. If you have new promotions you want to put out there, talk to our team. That's what they're there for. We don't want you spending time trying to add a picture or something like that. We want to make sure you're focusing at the job at hand. Right? And expanding.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well,
okay.
Let's do this, Cedric. Let's go over pricing. Let's jump right to it. I think this is going to work just fine for you, honestly, knowing the area and the demand for your type of work, especially actually, believe it or not, pressure washing too. So When it comes to your pricing, What was that?
Hold on. I kind of thought that. That's why I actually asked put that on there. Go on.
Yes, sir. So pricing, it will always be grandfathered in at $199 a month. Okay, that's your monthly. Today it'll be $298. So it's $199 plus a $99 setup fee for your programming that you never see again.
Okay.
So getting started today, it's only $298. Next month on the 12th, it will drop down to $199 and stay that way for the life of you being with us. All right.
Okay.
So, yes, sir.
I'll have to go ahead and adjust my rate accordingly. I think I'm going to have to go to like probably $110 a yard of it. And for residential, and yeah, I'll have to figure out what the pricing is going to have to be. It's a little bit low, and it doesn't only count for the marketing.
Yes. Okay. And Cedric, we don't want you just being able to pay for this. We want to make sure you're doing so well you're choosing us because you're seeing returns on your investment and more. And just as a friendly tip here, this is not coming from Local Splash because I have a side business of my own on here. And I hope you can take it with a grain of salt. I wouldn't take any offense. But for businesses that I consult, they're asked always about how much should I charge my customers? Well, how much do you feel you're worth for one, right? Look at your competition as well. But then two, if you're undercharging too much sometimes not always the best just because they're not going to show the value of your work as much. You know what I'm saying? So never hesitate if you believe that your work is valuable, which I am here as proof to tell you that you are. Okay. That we're not calling you just because we random called. All right.
Yeah.
So, Cedric, getting things moving forward here, we do everything by the book. Google will ask us questions here. We want to make sure we have everything correct for you. That way there's no delays or anything like that. Am I spelling your name correctly? Is it C-E-D-R-I-C?
Yes, and Cedric is the proper pronunciation.
Okay, Cedric, perfect. Okay. And then, Cedric, how do you spell your last name, sir?
Well, you know how you have your billings department, right?
Yes, sir.
Or billing. Mm-hmm. Then S-L-E-Y at that, and then you have my name.
Oh, okay. So billing, S-L-E-Y, Billingsley. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you'll see that I have a lot of family in fairly large businesses, a lot of them in real estate. There's a number of companies around Texas with many of members of my far-flung cousins.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I love it. Now, Cedric, I want to make sure I make this promise to you as well. Even after payment here today, that you see your invoice through text and email, that we have everything on paper. I'm on the phone with you in case you have any questions as well. Again, we want to start the long-term business relationship with good communication from the very beginning. What's the best email address I could send the invoice to?
Okay, the email that I'm working with right now is the info at cedricswanservice.com.
Beautiful. Okay.
Yeah, because I'm watching that for any customers that come to my website.
Mm-hmm.
And
all right, perfect.
So hopefully anticipating a lot more traffic.
Yes, sir.
Subsequent you sending me that invoice, and at that point, I'm probably gonna have to adjust the quote, or I'm gonna have to raise my prices for sure. I think it's gonna have to at least be 120 typical yard, probably at least.
Okay. And talk with us too. You know what I mean? Whenever you change pricing or anything like that, you need to showcase it. If you want to run a promotion, let our team know. That's what we're here for. Okay. So
I think
communication is everything.
Yeah, I think I might run like a promotion, but I'll also offer, like coupons to loyal customers, let's say something like that to help entice them to continue. I don't know.
How about this?
I know
Cedric,
that.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was thinking to myself that maybe coupons would not be a good idea at first, and maybe that would be more like something I would do down the road. You know.
Right, right. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, over the weekend, I'll do this. We set things up, and I'll have a team for the onboarding, right? Go over those more keywords. They'll have everything plugged in, the algorithms ready and set and ready to rock and roll with you. I could set that up for Monday. That way, over the weekend, you can gather some time to, you know, figure out what type of promotions, write some ideas, and run it through with them, you know, and then you guys can collaborate together and come up with a game plan from there. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Okay,
that would be
awesome.
Fantastic, man.
And then, go ahead.
Go on.
Oh, okay. So for finishing this up here, a little bit here. So we have the contact, the best way to contact you, is it this number ending with a 4660?
Yeah, I don't have a separate business line yet. That will probably come as my cash flow improves, and I'm going to go ahead and make some changes so that I can have a separate business line.
Beautiful.
It's probably pretty simple, and it's not obvious to me. I've heard that the Google Voice can do that, but I'm just like, I don't
know. Take your time with it. Yeah.
I'm still getting my mind around the nuances of the services that are available.
Sure.
So,
Well, for now, this number's fine. Yeah, if you do get a Google number or anything like that, let us know. We want to make sure that's being showcased. That's how you're going to get calls. We want to make sure you're able to actually get those calls. So that's important.
Right.
Now,
yeah,
the next part.
I don't want AT&T to be telling me, oh, it's a spam.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
They should do that, but yeah.
I have AT&T and they do that too. Yep.
That's not right.
Yeah. So, now, Cedric, the next part is all for Google. I have to have this correct. It's very important. So I have the business name as Cedric's Lawn Service. This next part is completely optional, okay? So you do not have to showcase your business address to the public, but Google does require to have a physical address to be verified. I already know you're already verified through Google, but they will ask us for this address. So I just want to confirm. I have the address at 5915 Kilo Ranch,
yeah.
San Antonio, 78218. Is that correct?
Right. That's where correspondence comes. But I don't do, like, because of the nature of my business, like, I can't do business that way. Like, it's like, I don't have people come visiting my house. That is the thing.
Right. I'll make sure to keep that address hidden then, okay? As of right now.
It's not a place of business. It is merely a place to receive correspondence.
Right. Don't worry, you're not alone.
If you send a letter, there you can send it.
Sure. All right. Now, before I lose a spot, I want to make sure we have Monday available for our team to talk with you about everything as well and further details. So tomorrow, what time frame works best for you, morning or evening?
For tomorrow?
No, Monday. Monday.
For Monday. Well, my typical hours of operation is like 10:30 to 6. So I'm let's see, I work at UPS part time and on Mondays I'm typically off around 8 o'clock. So maybe 8:45. How long do y'all need? An hour?
Well, we're gonna need an hour. We always say it may not take that long. I don't know. It just depends on how much questions you have and things like that. Our hours, remember, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time.
Oh, okay. Well, if you call me at 9 a.m. on Monday, I can probably take that call and we can have a discussion.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
And since I posted my hours on my hours on Google as 10:30 to 6.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. And we'll go over that in just a second here, just to confirm on everything on there. Now, I'm going to send you an email. It's a Google invite. I'm sending that same invite over to our team. All you need to do is hit yes on your side. They're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they are committed to this meeting. If for any reason you need to reschedule or if it's taking too long, do not hesitate to let them know. That's what it's all about. You know, we'll be happy to accommodate to reschedule if we need to, okay?
Understood. And I'll go ahead. Well, I mean, I'm putting the money in. I'm going to be there. All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. I was going to say, this is important for you. Now, on your email address, take a look to see if it came through. It's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com. That way you have another way of contacting me as well.
All right. Let's see. I gotta boot up the laptop because I've been on my phone all this time. Let's see. Okay.
Okay.
Wait. Okay.
I'm putting in a reminder for them as well, too, just in case. I'm putting a notation again just to make sure, keep the address hidden. Boom. All right, that's good there. Okay, and then let me know once you see that email as well, and then I'm going to have a few questions and we're all set. That's all right. Take your time.
I'm logging now. Okay.
Okay.
I see you. Let's see. The invitation.
Beautiful. Yep.
Yeah, John SEO. Invitation local splash.
C-I-E-N.
Okay. All right. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And then, again, nothing further than just hitting yes, though, okay? It gets confusing if not.
Okay. So, this is Monday, July 15, 2024, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time.
You got it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because they're going to be most likely from California giving you a call on that for us, our tech team, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That'll be 9 o'clock in Central. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's good.
All right.
All right. So I'll put yes on my side. Okay.
All right. Now all right. You're all set. So the next part here, all this stuff, the stuff I'm asking is just to confirm because things I'm seeing online as well too. I'm already just going to plug stuff in, but you stop me if I mess up or anything like that or I need to add anything. But just know you're not married to this stuff. Anytime you want to adjust, make some changes, you could do so yourself, but our team could do that for you as well. So, again, I see the hours of operations Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Those will be the times that I will schedule for any work to be done.
Perfect.
Which might be also me taking phone calls or whatever, but, you know, because I'm the one that gets it done, basically.
All right, yes, sir.
Yeah. At first, it's gonna be out there mowing the lawns, and then it's gonna be then I'm gonna start hiring probably, I guess, within the month, depending on how much business I'm getting.
Yeah, and you know, being listed normally takes for again customers that don't have any web presence at all, and we have to re-verify them and everything, which is not the case for you. We get them up there even fast too, like 45 to 60 days, and that's on the first page,
right.
Okay? But you're already verified. Just keep the communication like you're doing with me, with our team, and they'll get you up there quickly, okay?
Go ahead.
Yeah, you're okay. Now, next question is, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only? Do you accept by check, Zelle, Venmo, credit card, or anything like that?
I take Zelle. Okay. Like, I take Zelle and I take, cashes and checks. I was gonna go do the invoicing, but, the one I picked, they're using PayPal and I just don't like PayPal.
I don't either.
I don't know. they used to be more useful, but now they put too many things. The things that they've done to some of the customers that I've heard about, I just can't do business with a person that will do that to the customers over political stuff. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know.
All right. So
we're about to make money. We're not here to try to
to change the political landscape. That's inappropriate for commerce, I'd say.
I say so, too. I agree. I couldn't agree anymore. Yep. All right. So PayPal out of the question. I got Zelle, Cash, Check. If you want to add anything further, you can. Now, I do have to ask, I don't think it's required, though, for your amount of work on this, but is the business licensed or insured?
I don't have either of those, and as far as I've ever seen, there's no need for any sort of licensing except for, like, tree trimming. That's the only one that has any sort of licensing. I think I might have to do sales tax, but I don't have that yet. But that's not necessarily, like, you know, from the very first you need it or anything. I'm not building a house, you know.
I agree.
Or selling goods, you know, and I'm selling a service, not a good.
Right. Exactly.
So,
yes, sir. You're all good. I have to ask. That's part of policies. Okay.
You know, I'll deal with whatever needs to be dealt with at the appropriate time when I get it all completely figured out 100%. I mean, you'd like to, you know, there's always things that come up you don't realize that you needed to do because you didn't know to look at a certain thing, you know, that.
Right.
But I do know enough about the regulatory environment regarding this sort of service to know that the services I'm offering are not, there's no requirement for any sort of licensing.
Yeah, I didn't think so. You're okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm not doing plumbing or electric or anything, so.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, now, Cedric, the next part, I want to make sure you're protected on your pricing, especially for the life of you being with us. So we're going to do what we call as a voice verification part. I'm not accepting a no for an answer. This is to actually protect you in your pricing, okay? Everything will be recorded. I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify who you are, so answer as clearly as possible. If you have any questions or concerns, stop me in my tracks and ask away. That's my job.
Okay.
Now, before I even do that, I want to make sure you have my number or our number. It's a direct phone number for our customers only, and it's voice activated. So let me know when you're ready. I can give you that phone number now.
All right. So go ahead.
All right. So, here it goes. So it's 877.
877.
635.
635.
6225.
6225.
Got it. Save it as local splash because it's voice activated right for you. You can call in and say client support, billing, Google, whatever it is. We'll have a team available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right. Perfect.
All right.
And I'm going to make sure – I will bring up that phone number at the end of the recording part. That's why I want to make sure you have that number. So I'm going to go ahead and start the recording part for voice verification. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Cedric's Lawn Service.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Cedric Billingsley. I'm the sole proprietor of the business.
Perfect. Awesome. And, of course, obviously, then you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
There's no one else that can say otherwise. Thank you very much.
I love it. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes, I'm solely responsible for this account.
Beautiful. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause on that. Cedric, I want to make sure you're very well protected. Just because someone calls and says their name is John from Local Splash does not mean you give them the credit card information over there, okay? So we'll set up a security question.
We're going to take care of that today.
Exactly. Right. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. But in case in the future, we'll set up a security question and answer. That way, any time we call in from here on out, it will be from the 877 number, and we will only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer, That way we know we're talking to you. You know you're talking to us. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm going to continue here. All right. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I think I already mentioned Angie Leeds, right?
Yes, yes. And it just pretty much that's saying, hey, we're doing this online stuff for you, right? But if you have someone else working on the same thing, we're going to think there's a glitch and be completely lost. So please let us know if there's anything else that come about like that, okay?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
I'm not anticipating, like, with you and Angie Leeds, I don't think I'm going to have any need. I don't think I'm going to be suffering for a lack of work, something to do.
Exactly. Yeah, you're going to be very well off. But, yeah, that's pretty much what it means. All right. I'll continue then.
Let's say, and I'll probably be feeling the pinch as far as, like, I gotta find somebody. I got to find somebody to help me out.
Right. I love it. Yes, sir.
I think it might be trying to recruit at least some of my children to give me a hint. But anyway.
Yes, sir. And we'll talk further about that as well too. I'll go through this recording part. Here we go. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on June 12th in the non-refundable amount of only $298. It's including everything we spoke about, by the way. When the second payment is go ahead.
It said, you said July 12th, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. July 12th. Yes, sir. Thank you for your correction.
That's going to be memorialized.
Let me repeat that. All right. So your payment for the initial term and your initial payment for an account setup will be charged today on July 12th in the non-refundable amount of $298. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 12th of each month in the amount of only $199. It'll be from there on. Now you may discontinue your. What was that?
I may discontinue at what term would it be? Like for 6 months?
Here, I'll get to that right now. Yep. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
3 days.
Before your next billing cycle. So that way you're not being charged for your next upcoming month.
Right, before next billing cycle.
You got it.
Are you going to send me like an email with all the relevant details that I can peruse at my leisure?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And okay. Yeah. All right. Perfect. So we're all set here? Okay. Beautiful. All right. So the next part before payment, this is the last 2 parts and we're all set. And I'm going to make sure, again, I don't forget my promises. Even after payment, I stay on the phone with you so you see all that too on paper. Okay.
Right.
Now, as far as the security question, you have 3 choices. They're pretty generic. You can make up any answer you want, but again, we will never give out that answer. So questions could be mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay. My mother's maiden name. That's what the insurance companies always go with, and that's usually the best choice.
Okay. And again, this will never change. What would that answer be?
Thiele, Thiele.
All right.
She's German, so.
All right. Beautiful. I love that. Okay. So, again, it's a red flag if they give that answer out, okay? And just in case, I'm going to repeat this back. I got Thiele. Is that correct?
No. T-H-I-E-L-E.
Ah.
We'll need to know
Yes. Okay, good. And we won't say that answer out. It's for you to answer, but I just want to make sure we have it right, because if not, you're going to lock dial your own account. All right,
right.
So I'm going to save
right.
that
so
in there.
But just remember that the pronunciation, you'll have to know what the pronunciation is, because they might say seal with a soft TH when it's not. It's a hard T-H-I-E-L-E, T-L-E.
That's okay. Yeah. No worries. They'll know. They'll know.
Okay.
All right. Now, the next part is our last part here. Is on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
Okay, my card that I have the $400 on,
mm-hmm.
I checked them this morning. They got $443 on my credit limit, so they better, they're not getting in trouble on it. Okay, it's Cedric E. Billingsley. Because I'm gonna have more than enough money to pay them down.
Okay.
If they give me trouble, I'm gonna go ahead and kick their butt over there. Anyway.
Okay. All right. And then also, I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, the 5915.
Yeah. All of my stuff goes to my home address. I don't have any business address, and this is probably the ideal thing for this type of business for that anyway.
Okay, perfect. And then what kind of payment method is it? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Yeah, MasterCard.
Okay. And for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
All right. I'm going to do it slowly for four numbers at a time.
Perfect.
5523. Six, eight, zero, zero.
Okay.
Six, eight, eight, nine.
Okay.
Eight, one, six, eight.
All right. And the expiration date on that?
It is July of 2028.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code there.
610.
All right, perfect. Now, before I process any type of payment, now you know I'm not lying. We got you at a really nice promotional rate. I like to refresh the account like three different times so our systems even stay the same. Okay. All right, let me make sure here. Looks good. Let me try it one more time just in case. Okay, looks sharp. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $298. Please stay on the phone with me. I don't forget my promises. I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and email. So let me know as soon as you receive anything of that. That way I can direct you to see everything in writing on paper for you, okay?
Okay. The card notified me.
Perfect.
Okay. I just saw their notice.
Awesome. Okay, so you're going to receive a text shortly here from us as well. And let me know once you get that, okay?
Yeah, okay. Let me see.
All right.
All right, so I'm supposed to see. It's supposed to show up on my email?
Both, text and email, yes, sir.
Okay. I'm refreshing my email. Oh, there you go.
Local All right.
Initial email.
That's the one. So, Cedric, go ahead and pop that email open for me.
Okay.
And in there is going to be a spot where it has like a link. It'll say, click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
Yeah, I just clicked it right now.
Perfect.
Okay.
Take your time.
Because receive SMS, authorized holder, and sign. Okay.
Yep.
Yes.
And then in there, it's just going to type in your name exactly how it shows on the card with the middle initial, okay?
All right.
Perfect. It should take you somewhere. Let me know where it goes.
All
Okay. And then confirm you say, okay, it takes me to local slash.
Beautiful. It should be like a username. Right.
Yeah.
There we go. Perfect. Okay. So that's the last part you need to do for right now. Now, just want to make sure
okay.
you see. So that all is right. your tracking system to keep track of all your analytics. What's working, what's not. If you missed a call, you can have the phone number there to call them back. Like that, that is your bread and butter right there. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So like at the close of every day, I won't, after I get back from my last, I'll probably want to log in and take a look at everything every day, or at least once a week, at the very least, to see
exactly.
how it went.
Exactly. You can see what keywords are working, swap them out, everything. Okay? So
okay.
that if you have any troubles trying to maneuver through that, on Monday, our team, when they call you to go over everything in further details, they will go ahead and explain a little bit better of how that how to keep track and how to maneuver through that as well, too. That's what they're for.
All right.
Perfect.
All right, sounds good.
Cedric, right. absolute pleasure, sir, and congratulations. Welcome to the family. You're going to do amazing, sir. I really believe this. So,
thank you so much. I'm anticipating my workload probably to explode by many orders of magnitude. Right now, I'm only working at UPS about 4 hours a day, you know.
Well, we're going to expand that. That's for sure.
Yeah, so I'll go back to working I used to work split shifts where I work at another warehouse, but I worked like 8 hours over there on top of the 4 hours of UPS, and it was like split shifts. At least this way, I don't have to worry about like having a big split. I could just do it during the day after I get off work at UPS and just work all around the clock until like after, just slightly after six, and then when I come home, I mean, wind down and go to bed.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean,
yes,
you know, I have to check on my analytics for about 15 minutes and see what I can do. So, thank you so much for your
You're most welcome.
For calling me. I appreciate it. I appreciate
yes, sir. Timing.
Your service.
Yeah, timing is everything, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And if I wasn't ready, we wouldn't be talking. So,
yes,
I'm pretty much primed and ready, so... But after this weekend, life is going to change way in many orders of magnitude.
I'm looking forward to
all
seeing
right.
that success story, sir. Cedric, we'll talk to you on Monday. You have a wonderful rest of your week, and you know we'll talk to you then.
Thank you. We'll talk to
all
you
right.
later then. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. All right. Bye, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.